This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today held a meeting on GST reforms for agricultural machinery in New Delhi. The meeting focused on the recent decision to reduce GST rates on agricultural machinery and equipment from 12 to 18% to 5%, ensuring that the benefits are widely passed on to farmers and formulating strategies for smooth implementation of these reforms. Addressing the media, the minister stressed that the benefit must not be absorbed midway and should directly accrue to farmers in real time starting September 22. He said that this benefit is not small but substantial and will make a difference to farmers' incomes. Union Minister for Electronics and Information and Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, has said digital personal data protection rules are finalized and set for publication in coming days. The minister said this while launching the logo and key activities for the India AI Impact Summit 2026. He informed that more than 3,000 consultations were held over a very long period to come up with this entire framework.
More than 3,000 consultations were held over a very long period to come up with this entire framework. So that framework we will be launching in the coming days, hopefully before 28 September. Our thinking is very much a good balance of innovation and regulation, a good balance of taking science and technology forward and making it safe and trusted, a good balance of making sure that common citizens get access to technology and developing the deep R&D capabilities that we need.
Mr. Vaishnav stated that India has 38,000 GPUs right now and more GPUs will be available in the near future. The minister informed that the expansion of more than 500 data and AI labs will pave the way for inclusive growth, democratized technology and global leadership in AI and electronics. Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has issued a revised advisory in view of the revised GST rates, which will be effective from Monday. As per the advisory, manufacturers, packers and importers may voluntarily affix additional revised price stickers on unsold packages manufactured before 22nd September, provided that the original MRP printed on the package is not obscured. India has joined hands with the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, to build world-class blue ports. Department of Fisheries under Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying has signed a technical cooperation program agreement with FAO to strengthen blue port infrastructure in India. Three pilot harbours, namely Vanapara in Diu, Karaikal in Puducherry and Jakhau in Gujarat, have been approved with a total investment of 369.8 crore rupees. Heavy rain lashed several parts of Hyderabad on the second consecutive day yesterday, leaving several residential colonies under severe waterlogging. Bahadurpura recorded the highest rainfall of 91 millimetres till this morning, while areas including Domalguda, Mushirabad, Ashok Nagar, Bagh Lingambula and Himayat Nagar faced severe waterlogging. More from our correspondent.
Some colonies in Bolakpur and Himayat Nagar were among the worst hit, with overflowing nalas and collapsing retaining walls compounding the crisis. The disaster response teams of the municipal corporation and other agencies had to struggle pumping out water after major underground drain in Bolakpur area burst due to overpressure and sewage water flooded nearby apartments. Residential colonies in Himayat Nagar at the heart of the city had to face repeated inundation as the nearby nala overflowed due to the recent rains in and around the city and uncleared silt and debris choked the channel, obstructing water flow. Meanwhile, IMD officials warned of heavy rains for several districts in Telangana, including Hyderabad, for two more days and issued a yellow alert. Lakshmi, Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
A strong earthquake struck Russia's far eastern Kamchatka region this morning, shaking buildings and triggering a tsunami warning across the region. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake was measured at a magnitude of 7.8 and at a depth of 10 kilometer. Russia's State Geophysical Service, however, placed the magnitude slightly lower at 7.4 and noted at least 5 aftershocks, while no significant damage or loss of life has been reported yet. And that is the end of this news bulletin.